This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A federal jury has ended its second day of deliberations in the fraud trial of President Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort. Correspondent Matthew Bettercott is covering the trial for the Associated Press.
No notes of any consequence from the jury. Perhaps the biggest thing we learned is that we won't receive the names of the jurors at the conclusion of the trial. Media organizations, including the Associated Press, requesting the jurors' names at the end of the trial so you can interview jurors and see what they were thinking about it. The judge indicated that he does not want to release those names. He's worried about their safety. He says he himself has received threats and is receiving protection from the marshals.
The jury will resume deliberations Monday morning. Days after yanking former CIA Chief John Brennan's security clearance, President Donald Trump is targeting the clearance of a Justice Department official. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president's been blasting Bruce Orr, whose wife worked for the opposition research firm involved in compiling a dossier on Trump's ties to Russia. The president says Orr shouldn't even have a security clearance.
I think Bruce Orr is a disgrace. I suspect I'll be taking it away very quickly.
The move to take Brennan's clearance has drawn fire from several former national security officials, but the president's not backing off.
Security clearances are very important to me. Very, very important. And I've had a tremendous response for having done that.
Saying he's never respected Brennan, who has sharply criticized the president. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The family of the late Aretha Franklin says her funeral will be held in Detroit August 31st, following a two-day public viewing of her casket. The 76-year-old 18-time Grammy winner, known for such hits as Respect and Chain of Fools, died Thursday from cancer. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is ending funding for Syria stabilization projects as it moves to extricate the United States from the conflict, citing increased contributions from anti-Islamic State coalition partners. The State Department said it had notified Congress on Friday that it would not spend $230 million that had been planned for Syria programs and would instead shift that money to other areas. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said the cut, which was authorized by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, does not include any humanitarian aid funds.
This allows us to free up our tax dollars, U.S. tax dollars, to use on other key foreign policy priorities.
Most of the money initially pledged by former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in February had been on hold and under review since he was fired in March. A small fraction of that amount was released in June. Palestinian health officials say two Palestinians were killed by Israeli fire and another 60 were injured at a protest along the Gaza border as Egyptian mediators worked to broker a ceasefire. Witnesses say the protesters burned tires and threw rocks as well as firebombs, while Israeli troops responded with tear gas and sometimes with live rounds. Israel's military said some Palestinians briefly crossed into Israeli territory, and its troops responded with riot dispersal means to prevent breaches of the border. Palestinians have been protesting at the Gaza border since the end of March, in part for an end to an Israeli-Egyptian blockade of Gaza. Palestinian health officials say 170 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire since the protests began. A Turkish court dismissed an appeal Friday to release U.S. pastor Andrew Brunson, whose detention has triggered a diplomatic dispute between the United States and Turkey. The high court in Izmir upheld a lower court's decision to keep Brunson under house arrest. It also rejected an appeal to lift Brunson's travel ban. The ruling came just hours after Turkish Trade Minister Rusar Pekcan said her country will respond if the U.S. imposes new sanctions over the continued detention of Brunson. She said, as Turkey, we have responded to the measures the United States has taken and will continue to do so based on our international trade law rights and in accordance to World Trade Organization rules. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has said the United States is ready to impose more sanctions on Turkey if Brunson is not released. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.